We were seeing last time that one of the things which is lacking in our Avodas Hashem are ikronis, concepts. And we have to work on that we should be able to see a concept in Avodas Hashem which we want to realize in our life. So I give you first a dogma from my Rebbe, of Yonis David. He, out of some reasons, was for a short time a Rebbe in Antwerpen in Yeshiva Teira, teaching boys, young boys. And there, when you have a base medrash, when you have the school, so there is a long break in a school. When you remember when you were at school, the long break was a 15 minutes break. That's a long break. So I think it's around 10 o'clock. This I already don't remember, but it has to be around 10 o'clock. There's a 15-minute break. So there was a base medrash walking distance 5 minutes from Yisrael Atire. So Rabbi Yonison was walking 5 minutes to the base medrash, sitting down and learning 5 minutes, and then walking back 5 minutes back to the Yisrael Atire. So this is a person which understands what means the Ikaron. The Ikaron means to be connected to a base medrash, let's say. But we would say, no, that's a waste of time. Because the point is only that you should learn. And there is, according to my primary education, 3 times more time to learn in 15 minutes than 5 minutes. That's what I learned when I was 5 years old, yeah? That 3 times 5 is 15. Okay? So it's really a waste of time. And that's the way, that's why we look like we are. Yeah? That's why. Huh? Because there is no Ikaron there. There is no concept there. Nothing. It's only a question technically. You are learning more, you are learning less, you are learning 15 minutes, you are learning 5 minutes. 15 minutes is better, no concept there, that's a disaster. No Avodas Hashem at all, yeah? So you see, we would never do that, okay? But that's a very simple dogma, an example of that there is an Ikaron with the Maise. It's not only the Maise itself, there is an Ikaron with the Maise, a concept with it, yeah? Okay, now comes the question. And the first time I understood in my life that the Mashiach always said, only Lamdonim, people which are able to learn, yeah? Lamdonim, they are Shayach to avoid the Musoris. And I always thought, this is like an exclusive club, you know? It's like when you have these clubs and you say, I can't say all the names of the clubs, you know? Neighboris, that's a apostle, or the Kiwanis, that's also a apostle, you know. There are all these clubs which are, so one of the clubs is that I am a London, you know, I have such a card and say, I am a London, now you can begin to work, you know. But Betzim is excluded this thing. The Mashiach never wanted to sell his Sefer, Aleshur, to girls. Now it's already over. I don't know what he does in his kevel when he knows all the girls which buy the Sefer. But he never wanted to sell that Sefer to girls, because he has to be a learner. Why? Because that's what a learner does. A learner is able to extract the concept from the Gemara. Yeah? And we'll see today that to extract the concept in Musar is much more difficult. But to extract the concept in the Gemara, that's what you do. You have words of Cheskes moment. And then you have to extract the concept. Is that the Raya? Or is that the Hanhoge? Or is that a Bailes? Or is that the Bailes mit the Hanhoge? Or the Raya mit the Hanhoge? Or the Bailes? Whatever you want. But you have to extract some concept from this word which is called Cheskas Momen. Yeah? What is Cheskas Momen? You have to find in the Gemoras. Yeah, there are difficult Gemoras going along with that. That Cheskas Momen, what does it do? That means, what is the concept behind these words? That's what a Lamden does. So you have to be a Lamden in order to work Avoide Musoris, because otherwise you will not grasp the concept of your actions, and you'll stick only to the thing by itself. And then you will not be able to work, the way we say now, yeah? You can't work, you can't find what is this concept which comes along with this maisa or action I have to do. And there we are really stuck. Because when we think about the concepts behind the words we use in Kedusha, we see that we are very empty. These concepts are not known to us. For example, I give two examples. The one I tell you what the concept is. For example, Zrizus, you know? What is Zrizus? I don't know how you translate Zrizus in translated Mesilas Yeshonim. I don't know how you translate that. I did look it up. But it says something there. But it's for sure not the concept. Yeah, But when you think about Zrizus, you think you have to do things quickly, you know? But the concept of Zrizus, the way the Mashgiach told me privately, but others said that too, so I can tell it to you. The principle of Zrizus is efficiency. Efficiency. You have to be efficient. That's what Zrizus means. And now, efficiency, the principle of Zrizus, is once in a while bringing you to a place where you do things slowly. Yeah? Because when you are going to daven, and you run to the davening, you know, I have to be a zoris, that's what it says in Aloha, to come, that's a very inefficient way to daven. Very inefficient. The efficient way to daven is going b'mesinus u'b'yishuv adas to the Beis Medrash early enough. You sit down and you think, and then you begin to say Ashrei. That's an efficient way in davening. Then you are a zoris in davening. But when you have your own desk and you have to order the desk, and then you say, okay, Leuchter said efficiency, Zrizus means slowly. Then you look at the piece of paper which you have to put into the garbage, alakula alma, you know, and then you look and say, now first I have to be thinking, and then again, and turn it over, perhaps read it again, and decide twice. And this is a very inefficient way to order your desk, that you have to do quickly. You see now, when there is a concept going on, the concept will build you in different ways. It depends. When you are davening and you are efficient, you'll do it in an ordered and slow way. When you are make an order in on your desk, then you are doing it in a quick way. Yeah? So this is a question, what means efficiency in every single circumstances you are in? But this depends on the understanding of the concept behind this word, which is called Zrizus. Yeah? And we don't know it. For us, that's a big chidush. Zrizus has to efficiency. That's a good einfall. Yeah, that's good. But it is, that's what the lomdus is. And this is much more difficult than in learning. Because in learning, you have different texts. And you're comparing the texts that you see. The text when you see Cheskes Moment, you see Cheskes Moment. Then when you learn, I think it is in Ksuvis, in Ayin, somewhere, you know. And then you see that Cheskes Moment does something in the Biur Metzias. And then you begin to make your head like this, and you don't really know, you know. By the Shume, you know. Weiss ich Punkt, also Cheskes Moment tut dort etwas, yeah? So what does it do exactly? And then you are running into a wall. And you understand that the Cheskes Moment is different than you thought, and you have to find a different concept. But it is a question of reading text which gives over information. Over here there's no text there. What do you do? So that's the question. That's the riddle. The riddle, what do we do? We can't go further on with that avoida, with that work, that we have to be responsible for our she'ifas. That means responsible for this, that we are actualizing a concept in my life. I have to be responsible when I can't find the concept. I have to find that. So I have to open up a learning division for learning concepts of Musar. So that's nonsense. Doesn't do it. Yeah? And even when you would write a sefer and be revealing all the concepts, that still wouldn't do the job. You have to find a way how to do that. Yeah? But a lot of times we find that we are very shallow with that. I asked you, Seder, that's the other thing, yeah? Seder, what does that mean? No, Seder means that you come in time. No, that's what you do when you are Mesuda. That doesn't mean Seder. So what means Seder? Seder means that he is always Mesuda. That means, what means Cheskas Momen? That the Momen is Cheskosoi. Yeah, that's Mentos, yeah? What is Mentos? But what's Mentos, yeah? What is the concept behind, you know? So it's the same thing, but by us it's unbelievable. When we think about Seder, you have to be a person which is Mesuda. Then you think, I have to be always Mesuda. I have to be always Mesuda. Now I heard that, and I'm very much inspired, that's what you say afterwards. I'm inspired by this great Shmuas, and I now want to be the whole day Mesuda. And you have no clue even what that means, you know. And that doesn't go like this. I can't go on forever like that. Now I want to show you a Gemara, which you all know. I think all of you know that Gemara. And we'll see that perhaps this Gemara opens to us a way which we could actively find concepts in our life. And then this Gemara will help us even for further how to be responsible really. Yeah? We'll see. The Gemara speaks in Shabbos, a well-known Gemara where the Tzduki asks Rove, when he sees Rove that he sits on his finger and he wants to understand the Gemara, and then there is blood coming out. So the Tzduki tells him that you were a amepsize. You were a too quick of a nation, you were saying Naseh v'nishma. You just were makabel the thing. You first would have to understand, have to listen what it's in there, and after you hear what's in there, what's in store, the way you say it in English, what's in store, then you decide whether you want to take the merchandise, yeah? But don't take it before you explore what's in there. And then Rova answers, no, we said Naseh v'nishma, because we are believing the Borei Olam will not put on us something we will not be able to conquer it. Something like that. Yeah? Okay. So, what did the Tzduki ask? Yeah? Let's say I'm Swiss. So, in Switzerland, they make watches. And I want to be a watchmaker. God, I don't want. But let's say I would want to be a watchmaker. Is there any timer on me that before I decide to be a watchmaker, I have first to buy books about all the different watches which are there, you know? They are very simple watches which you put together I don't speak about these things we have today, you know, watches from wheels, you know, watches, yeah? So there are simple ones, and there are more complicated ones, and there are really complicated ones. You call that grande complication, you know. When you have a grande complication, that costs about $50,000, you know. But this is a watch, you have to know how to do the thing. So I have now first to take the books and study the books, all of them, from the simplest watch till the most complicated one. And when I understood everything which is going on, then I decide to be a watchmaker. Are you crazy? The Tzduki said that. No, that's the whole work. That's the whole enjoyment of having a profession. That you have a profession, and then there are difficult pieces to master. And you will sweat on that for 2 months. How to repair that. That's the whole enjoyment, that you'll get paid, you know. So that's the whole enjoyment for that. So you have a tailor that he is sweating. No, that's what the job is about. No. When you want to be a watchmaker, you don't look through all the difficult possibilities of watches in the world first, and then you decide to do that. That's nonsense. You first are feeling out whether your tchunas hanefesh, your point of identification, is with fine mechanics, with working in an exact way, with having a lot of savlonis, patience, which not giving up immediately, which understanding a mechanical device, how one thing influences the other. When you have these interests in you, you decide to be a watchmaker. And then, with the time, you'll have a very difficult piece to do, and then you'll sweat on it. The Tzduki wouldn't have any timers. So what is the time of the Tzduki?
The title of the Tztuki was that Klal Yisrael even didn't check up this thing. They didn't look whether their point of identification, their Keichas HaNefesh, is fitting Torah. Not whether they can do the thing till the last detail. Because that you never check up beforehand. But you didn't check up anything, you know. You just jumped into it. You didn't even look whether that fits you in this way that it fits your Keichas HaNefesh. You didn't do that. So what's the answer? So now Rava says, Natsa v'nishma. What's the answer? What's that we are obeying? So that's no answer. They speak one next to the other. In the Gemara, you never give an answer not to what you are asked. That's the klal in the Gemara. Yeah? They always speak one to the other. So the Tztuki asks the question. Now the Rava has to answer the question. So what's the answer? So the answer is a big chiddush. The Rava says, no. By us, the concept is not first, and afterwards we do it. The concept stems from the Maise. That's called Nase v'Nishma. Yeah? The Nishma stems from the Nase. Yeah? It's not the Nishma, it's not, when it would be only obedience, we would have to say Nase v'Nase. That's obedience. We only do, blind. You don't think anything. No, it's Nase v'Nishma. Right. We have to find an identification. We have to find a point which speaks to us. We have to find a point that this concept is a concept which is speaking to me. Yeah? We have to find that. Where do we find it? We don't find it through contemplation. That's called Nishma v'Nase. We contemplate first. And then we are doing according to what we contemplated. No. We first are doing. And the point of the Nishma comes afterwards. And that is, when you remember last week, which this I take Achrayus for, when you remember last week, when we learned the Nefesh HaChaim, so the Nefesh HaChaim said, Ha Rotzen Apnimi Ha Machtir Es Nefesh Yisroel Mitzad Ahire. Yeah? Remember. So, the Rotzen Pnimi, that is, the Sheife and the Machtir as Nefesh Yisrael means that we are identifying us with that. That's the Hizdahut. That's the Machtir. And for Nase v'Nishma, we got two Ksorim. That's the Gemara in the same page. Yeah? We got two Ksorim. Because that is the point of identification which is in Izgale through this Nase v'Nishma. Yeah? We get the Keser for that. Okay? So that is the point that we have, we are identifying with the thing. We have an identification with that. That's coming from the Nase v'Nishma. And we are not using that. But we have to know that when we want to know the concept, it doesn't stem from that we think, I thought for a week like this, you know. I for a week was running up a wall. Because I was running up the whole time that, you know, you have to contemplate what is Seder. So rather by Seder, I know what that means perhaps. Because also I went to a certain forum which speak about that, and then, aha, that's what the Seder means. And then I thought, how do I come from myself to that Tovana? So I thought, I have to think, and I have to be misboinen, I have to think deeply, and to ask good questions, and you can't imagine how much things I wrote which are worthless in order to prepare that Vaad, you know? Because I was running up the wall. How do you do that? It's like when you would want to educate the people how to be Lamdonim in 1 week, you know? So how do you do that? What do you have to do? And it was running, it didn't go anything, you know? It didn't produce anything. Then I understood, I make a mistake going the wrong direction. Because I want to work Nishma v'Nase. I want to build this whole thing from the brain. No, you build it from the hands. I give you a dugma. And you have children at home. It works like this. Just let's say it's reasons. Now you will do the work according to your mistaken approach. Gewaldi, you know? When you do the work of Zrizus, I want to be Zoris. And this is a very actual thing when you're a father of little children and you have to bring them to the gun and you want to be more or less in time in the keil, you know? Depends whether your kohel has a very strict shmiras asorim or no shmiras asorim, but still you want to be more or less in time. So you have to put your children to the gan or to somewhere in time and then go to the kohel. So, but they have to eat first. And normally it's then cornflakes with milk. So you have to do it bezrizus. So you're doing it bezrizus means that you are doing it quickly. And then the thing which happens, it's one big mess. It's one big non-mutzlichtige endeavor. You know, that's what you do. What do you say? You say, tak, it wasn't good today, but imir tzashem, tomorrow I'll have the siyata dishmaya that I'll do it the right way. That's your tunnel vision. You are not muchen to say, naaseh, and now venishma doesn't mean venishma to the boroilom. It doesn't mean obedience. Venishma means the concept that's muchach there from the balochi. Venishma means it stems from the maise. That means I do the maise, and now I listen to that maise, and I'm open to have a feedback from the maise to say, no leuchter. Srizus over here doesn't mean quickly, because with little children, quickness makes a disaster. So that's not the right way to be Zoris. And then slowly, I will reveal from my maise that srizus means more efficiency, or however you come to the word, you know. But it's for sure not making it quickly. But it stems from that you try to do it the way you think you do it. It's a very practical way of revealing a concept. You reveal that in a very practical way. But that is a Jewish way to do it. You are accepting your mistaken approach. Otherwise it's nishma manase. It's unbelievable. We are very much called from that we first have to have the clarity. Think over. How can you do a thing? When you are mistaken, how can you do a thing? Go to the rabbi. Ask first. By me, that's called Nishma Venase, no? What is Nishma? Only the Beroilem by Har Sinai. You first ask the rabbi how to do it, and what's the right approach, and then you do it. By me, that's called Nishma Venase. But by us, Torah means Nase Venishma. Yeah, what does it mean? But the Nase is a thing which goes into assumptions, which these assumptions are not taken from anywhere. They are taken from somewhere the way you do it, you know. But that is what we have to do. We have to approach our maise without being hesitating that we do it perhaps in a wrong way. Could be your tefillah, you know. Could be your whatever it is. But then you have to be open that your maise gives you a feedback which is different than what you put in. This is the big difference with what we speak than when you only have a she'ifa for a clear-cut action, then you'll never listen again. Yeah? I have to learn 20 hours. Was nicht. I have to do it. Not matzliach. Mirz Hashem tomorrow. Not matzliach. Mirz Hashem tomorrow. Not matzliach. And you never listen. But what happened to you? Now, was lo manyen. Anitzerich lagia to the action. No. You have to magia to the nishma. It's nase venishma. You have to reveal the concept. And when you are doing the tefillah, same thing. You have to daven. And you have to daven, and most probably your concept of davening is or incorrect or not fitting you. Most probably. Yeah? But you daven. But then you daven and you see it doesn't really go. And then you think, why doesn't it go? What is that thing in tefillah which is not going and then better going? And you try again. And that with the time of your actions, you are revealing a concept in Torah. And then comes another stage of work, for sure. Because there is another stage of work inside, which that's not my inyan now, because I am not with you, I don't want to ask the achrayis perhaps to the etzem sugi, I'll tell you that, but it is not le'ikuv over here. The mashgiach told me, when you do that, and you are revealing something, afterwards you have to look up in Chazal how they speak about what you revealed, what's the truth. Because Chazal always speak about what is the truth in a much deeper way than you think. But you will not see that Chazal speak about that when you didn't work yourself. That is the problem of Lomdes over here. The problem of Lomdus in Musar is exactly that. You have to reveal a concept, but the concept has to be revealed from your Oilo Amaise. The concept is not revealed from the abstractness. That's what Nasev and Ishma means. Yeah? It is revealed from your actions, from your Maisim. But when you reveal a concept, you have to go back to Torah and you listen again to Torah, and then you see that Torah speaks about that very thing that you thought is the right approach, but in a much deeper way. And then you begin to work really on your tefillah or whatever it is, yeah? Whatever it is it efficiency, or it is by Seder, it means, so I can't tell you when you want, by Seder means that it's clear that you want something. That's what Seder means. When you do a thing in a mesudadik way, means that you not only react to the givens, you are actively acting because it's clear that you want something out of this chain of maise. That's what it's called Seder. Yeah? Then you are mesudah. And that is also that is not a rigid thing. Mesudah doesn't mean that you have to be here 2 o'clock. But for example, for this Vajra, now the people, I have nothing against people who come late. You have to believe me, the one which would want not to come at all, that's me. But I can't do it because I have to say the Vajra, so I have to be here, you know. So don't be afraid. But once in a while, when people come late, I ask myself, what do they want? Was willen sie? Not, why are they late? Mira Bobes Deiger zu, du bist doch Zweiersäger zu Dreiersäger. Kannst sein, wenn du willst, you know, kann ich, but what do you want? So, the answer is, he doesn't want anything. He enjoys to be inspired by the latest jokes of Leuchter. Something like this, you know? He doesn't want anything. But you have to understand, the coming in time or not coming in time is only a revelation whether you want something. And when you want something, then you come in time. Once in a while, when you want something, you do not come in time. That is when you go to a chasana. And I didn't learn it yet, you know? When you invite me to your chasana and it will say 7, I'll be there, I learned 7:15, but I'm still the first, you know, and I can be an Eidus. And then everyone thinks I come to the chasana because I want the kibbutz to be an Eid. No, I don't know what means shekel, you know. You say 7, that can be 8. How long does it go? The date has to be the right one. The name of the host. I once wait for something, for an invitation, we invite you for the chasana of our children, empty place, date empty, time empty. Was geht mir sonst kein ausdrehen, you know? Macht ihr das Gewinne, you know? What is the gvul of the shaker, you know? I didn't have that yet. So now this is I'm not the mesudadike man. I didn't work on Seder. I am on time. But I didn't work on Seder, because when I would work on Seder, then I would see, no, it's not the right, when I want something, then I don't come to a chasana at 7 or 7:15. I come only at 8, you know? Especially when I want the broche, you know? So it depends what you want, that's all the question. Okay, that's what Seder means. Seder means you want something like a triller, yeah? That's what Seder means, that's the concept of Seder. But you will see when you are mesudah in a way that is 2 o'clock has to be, and you are married, that happened to me a lot of times, you know. I want to be 2 o'clock and you are married, and then at home, it is not really going according to you at 2 o'clock. And then you have to understand, but what do I want? And when you say, no, I have to be 2 o'clock, then you see it's a disaster, and your shalom bais goes down the drain, and your children will be bruggers on you. And then you understand, there's something wrong. And then you listen to it, that's nase, you do the seder in the wrong concept, Venishma, and you listen to that, and then you see, Seder doesn't mean that you are dafke in time. Seder means that you want something. And once in a while, you want something else. Yeah? That's what Seder means, for example, or whatever it is. But that's an Asa Venishma. And that will be a Gemara, which I think next time will be helpful for us to be really achrayistic for our concept. But first, we have to reveal some concepts. Try to do that. It's a very enjoyable thing, you know. You try to do a thing, and then try to listen, and to see, what I did was not 100% right, because it didn't do the right thing, you know. And then, vice versa, the concept is different than I thought. And then you begin to think, how could be the concept that would be right over here? And then you begin to reveal the concept behind all these musogi. I think that's what Rava meant when he said Nase Venishma as an answer to the Tzduki. Yeah? I think that is That is a little bit of pshat there. It's a difficult gemara. What does the Rava answer, you know? What's the answer of Rava to the tzduki? Because it has to be an answer there. So I thought perhaps that is a part of the answer. That's for today. Next week we'll see further. Adkan.